pull back the veil. There's something not right here. The stories they won't sell. The balance is unfair. If time equals money, and money is power, have we wasted all the hours building someone else's tower?
Go on, get your own.
Always stay true to yourself. Got nothing to lose but yourself.
So it's your throne.
Don't let no one drag you through hell. It's your life, so you might as well. You might as well pull back the veil. Awake from this slumber. Are we caught in the spell? Are stuck in such wonder? Bliss is not knowing, and knowledge is power. Have we laid a bed of flowers for someone else's ivory tower?
Go on, get your own,
and always stay true to yourself. Got nothing to lose but yourself.
So it's your throne.
Don't let no one drag you through hell. It's your life, so you might as well. You might as well. Oh, 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 believe there is more to life.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, make it right or make it worthwhile.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, it's your life, you know what you need. Oh, 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 it's your life, you might as well pull back the veil. Who's giving these orders? I ain't trying to raise hell. What are we being led to slaughter? Choice gives you freedom, and freedom is power. Have we slowly gave up ours? Someone else's tower.
Go on, get your own,
and always stay true to yourself. Got nothing to lose but yourself.
So it's your throne.
Don't let no one drag you through hell. It's your life, so pull back the veil.
Go on, get your own.
All right, I gotta tell you about this guy. I'm happy that he's here. This is quite a serendipitous engagement. He is an undeniable talent whose timeless indie soul sound has carried him over 50,000 miles. I like his aeroplane points. Armed with nothing but an acoustic guitar and a voice described as gravel on silk. Along the way, I has recorded with leading acoustic sessions Aunt Sofa out of London. I'm not going to be able to pronounce all these names. I've got to bring him in on this description stuff here. Hi, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Thank you for being here. I got to go through your bio with you involved because you have big words and I can't pronounce. Right? You ready?
Yeah.
Is it Hausconzert?
House concert.
Seriously?
It's German.
It's German, and look how it's spelled. Where's Tim? Do you see this?
Oh, nice.
House concert.
Yes, yeah. We are going to get our party on.
Listen to me now, hear me later. Anyway, sorry.
The first time I saw it, I couldn't pronounce it either.
No.
But it's house concert.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's fantastic. Cardinal Sessions? Was that at the Vatican?
Not too far, though.
Okay. Southern Souls, Toronto. So Far Sounds, Nashville. Rockstone Sessions, Netherlands. Here in Canada, I's Indie Soul EP made CBC Radio 1's Top 10 Toronto Records of the Year alongside stellar releases from Cold Specs and the Wilderness of Manitoba, and continues to see local and nationwide airplay. I managed to reach many more when his rendition of No Woman, No Cry appeared among celebrity covers on BobMarley.com. That must have been a cool little deal for you.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
Right? A little bit of kudos from them?
Yeah, so I got an email from Rita Marley. So Bob Marley's widow actually emailed me after that. So that changed a lot for me, yeah. So.
Yeah, so what? I mean, that's just kind of. You must have thought you were being punked.
We were moving around that time. So we were living in Toronto. We were still in Toronto, but we were moving to a different place in Toronto. And that day we got home, my likes on Facebook started, like, every time you refreshed it, they were going up. right? And I was like, what's going on here? So then I went to my video page, and I saw the video, same thing. Every time you refresh it, it went up by like hundreds of likes. So I did some
hundreds?
It was like crazy. It was
I
like,
want that.
I don't know what happened, man. It was just, well, let's put it this way. My daughter's in the video.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's
but
it.
I always say they came for her and they stayed for me.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Little, nothing wrong with a little child exploitation.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I was always like, I'm never putting my daughter in my video. But we were in London. And my wife, my family's here outside. And we were in London, UK.
Yeah.
And my wife was behind the camera. My daughter was off to the side. This is before my son was born.
Yeah.
And she was singing along with me on every take. And because my voice is so raspy, you can only sing the same song over and over again a certain amount of times. So
yeah.
The last take, I'm like, I have one more in me. You know what? Just let her in the video. She got in the video.
And that's how it went down.
That's how it went down. So it was kind of accidental. Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Listen, if those headphones are a pain, lose them, man. No, seriously. Yeah, you don't need them anymore. Okay. We got you dialed in.
I liked your mix. Your mix was good, man.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, dude. Well, welcome. And, you know, we owe a lot of thanks to the gang over there at Jane Harbury's. Because
yeah, yeah.
Jane has hooked us up with some brilliant musicians. Who was the girl again?
Gracie.
Gracie. I can never remember her name, but I love her music. Gracie, was it last week?
Yes, it was.
Boy, you got a lot to live up to, man. This girl blew me away last week.
It's our plan. Actually.
Yeah.
I think I saw a video.
She's good. She's good stuff. All right. Listen, first thing, we got to do this, right? Let's just, I want to be the awkward white guy.
Yeah, go
can for I
it.
Do that?
Yeah,
can
yeah.
I play that role today?
Absolutely.
Okay.
A-H-I.
This is your name.
It's my,
is it your stage name?
It's my initials. Which
I like it.
My stage name.
Right? I like it. Yeah. It also sounds a little Rastafarian.
I guess so.
Really? That just dawned on you now? Don't give me that.
Trying to be humble here.
Yeah.
It's Irie.
Well, yeah. Go on.
No, I'm just, I find it interesting. And yet it's got to be a bit of a pain when it comes to promotional stuff and interviews and getting your name out and people saying your name right. Isn't ahi a fruit?
Tuna.
A tuna. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it is. Not a fruit. It's a tuna. Excuse me. I have to hit Tim again.
I think I rank better than the tuna on Google now, so I'm doing it.
You're ranking above tuna?
Yeah.
But not in Japan. They love their tuna.
Hey, have you played Japan? Because you would go off in Japan with a name like this.
I think I is also like a Mandarin word, too, which means like love or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. All right. I'll believe you. Okay. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Brampton. Raised Brampton.
What?
Born.
B-Town.
Yeah. Peel Memorial Hospital.
I used to work at Peel Memorial Hospital.
Did you give birth to me? No.
Easy.
Awkward white guy. Awkward black guy.
That's a weird moment. No, I didn't. No. But I did have a son there. In the birthing unit.
Oh, wow.
Boy, did it hurt. That's.
Where'd you go to school in B-Town?
Oh, Tim, you're not part of this interview.
Cardinal
Leger. Shout out to Cardinal Leger, everybody, Brampton.
What?
Oh, hold on. Cardinal Leger, is that on Kennedy?
It's Main Street area.
Where was the one where Bubby taught?
John Knox.
No, he taught at a Catholic school, you meathead.
Yes, he taught at John Knox.
No, it was a different one.
Okay.
Did you know a guy named Mr. Stapleton, a teacher?
No, he wasn't, no.
All right. Anyway, back to reality. Tell us about your family who are in the booth right now watching you sit here being interviewed.
My family is
interviewed.
Without my family, I wouldn't be here right now. Like, me and my wife.
This isn't a beauty pageant.
No,
you don't have to say this stuff.
Like, you know.
World peace.
When I traveled, I toured the UK and Europe, and like my wife, she plays viola. But as you see, we have two children now. So
why
like,
is she not in here playing viola?
It's like you got to practice. And like we have two children now. You know, it's a lot of work. So it's kind of like my children are homeschooled as well, right?
Yeah.
So it's just a lot of work. So yeah. when we travel, my daughter was with us and she came to all the shows. I think my daughter's been to more clubs than a lot of people my age, right? And she probably kicked out of more venues than people my
Well, I might give her a run for her money there. So tell us about your kids.
My daughter's Asa. She's 6 years old. Just turned six on the 16th of January. My son, Ahad.
She just turned six.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, what, last week?
Yeah.
Everybody? Happy birthday to you. Zing! Happy birthday to you. Zui! Happy birthday, dear.
Cool name, girl.
Asa. Cool name, girl. Asa. Happy birthday to you. Yay! Look at her. She's clapping away in the other room. You know what? You have two kids and neither of them are ugly.
They're beautiful. Yeah, they take after both of us. They get a little bit of both of us.
They take after both of us. He's funny. All right, let's do a song. What are we going to do, man?
Soul Checked, also off my Indie Soul EP. So the song you played earlier is off my Indie Soul EP, and this song is off my Indie Soul EP as well.
All right.
And I'll go into it. Right?
Beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, on the Drew Marshall Show, I...
Do what you do, 'cause somebody has to do the things you see worth doing. Go where you go, 'cause somebody has to go places that are worth going. You can build your lonely house on higher ground. From there where you stand, you can watch the world spinning round. If you sweep those palace streets, one day you will be crowned. So just hold on to the keys, you'll see there's plenty to be found. Make sure, make sure, make sure. Soul check, your mind check, your heart check, so you can know what feels. Soul check, your mind check. Check, so you could be no one else, no one else, no one else, no, no, no one else. Say what you say, 'cause somebody has to say those things that are worth saying. I feel what you feel, 'cause somebody has to feel all that there is worth feeling. You can build your lonely house on higher ground. From there where you stay, you can watch the world spinning round. If you sweep those polished streets, one day you will be crowned. So just hold on to the keys, you'll see there's plenty to be found. Make sure, make sure, make sure. So check. Your mind check, your heart check, so you can be no one else. It's a soul check, your mind check, your heart check, so you can be no one else. No one else, no one else, no, no, no one else. Do what you do, oh, give all you are, oh, be who you be. Make sure, make sure, make sure. Be who you be. Make sure, make sure, make sure. Your soul check, your mind check, your heart check, so you can be no one else. It's a soul check, child. Your mind check now, and your heart check, Lord. You can be no one else. No one else. No one else. No, no, no one else.
Yeah, live on the Drew Marshall Show. Aye, buddy, you sound good. And obviously everyone goes on about the uniqueness of your voice, so I got a few questions for you. When you talk, you also have the gravelly thing going on, so it just is who you are. Are you worried about nodes? Are you worried about grinding out your pipes? You know what I mean? Like, is that a thing that freaks you out at all?
Not really, like...
Your voice went really high there. Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
Not really.
My wife and I argue about that because I hear myself back sometimes and I have that high pitched voice.
Yeah.
But I don't think about. I mean, I probably should, but I'm doing some vocal training right now.
Okay.
To prolong my voice, but I've never saw myself having a long music career, and not because
what?
I don't think. I just felt like I want to do a couple albums, some great albums, and get out. You know what I mean? And
really?
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Yeah, it's just not like I didn't.
Why?
I didn't start off as a musician. That wasn't my first. I loved singing. I always loved singing, but music is kind of like I got into it because I felt like I wasn't hearing the music that I wanted to hear, and music had such a powerful effect on my life. I'm like, I need to hear music that's gonna inspire me. So I started writing songs that I felt like were gonna inspire me, and that's pretty much why I got into it. Like so.
But you see, when people have that kind of attitude, they're the ones that usually stay in it longer because they hit something about. what they do hits because they're not looking at it as, I'm going to retire from this. They're looking at it as, I'm going to hit it and quit, quote James Brown.
Yeah, you know, don't get me wrong, like if a long career is in my life.
Yeah, you're not going to shut it down.
Yeah, I'm not going to shut it down, right. But I feel like music is only a small part of what I want to do in my life. You know what I mean?
What's the big part of what you want to do?
I feel like I'm supposed to help people change their lives. You know what I
mean?
Why? Like, I don't know. I come from a family of teachers. You know what I mean? So I don't want to go in the school system, but I feel like I'm an educator. I feel like I'm supposed to teach people. And I feel like my first way of doing that is through my music, because I felt music taught me so much. So that's
Tim, who was the guy we had on, sir? The TED Talk guy, sir?
Oh, Kenneth something or other.
Thank you.
You want me to look it up?
Please.
Okay.
Sir. Ken Robinson.
That's it.
Do you know him? Have you heard? You got to see. It's the most watched TED Talk.
Okay.
And he is a guy, an innovator, and he is a guy who's been trying to shake up the education world.
Yeah. Oh, I need some shaking.
Oh, dude.
Preach.
Tim's a teacher.
My kids are homeschooled, right? So I don't even.
When I make, like, homeschool jokes on the show.
I've not heard your homeschool joke. Let me hear one of them now.
No, it's just, it comes up naturally every once in a while. Like, I'll say something to somebody like, what are you, homeschooled? You know.
Well, you know, and I feel bad. My children. My children are very educated, like very smart. Like,
oh, yeah.
They surprise me. Like,
and they're not wearing matching homemade clothes, are they? No. I don't think they are.
No. Not yet.
I'm a jerk. Okay, what is, speaking of clothes, tell us about your lid.
My hat. So for those who can't see,
I mean everybody who's listening right now.
I'm wearing an equestrian hat.
Yes, you are.
And
English riding hat, black English riding hat.
Exactly,
why?
Yeah. Well, I spent some time in England. I was there for about 5 months, planning on living there, until I accidentally told customs that I was interested in moving there, and they're like, you can't do that.
Dude.
Yeah, it's a big mistake. But
did you say it with an accent? Oh, I think I'll move there.
He's like, you can't do that. This is a post 9/11 world. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I don't want to live here anymore. Then
it's okay. I'm going to move in with Cat Stevens, Yusuf Islam, who was on the no-fly list. No, he's off now because he did a concert over here.
Okay,
yeah. Anyway, sorry. Why are you wearing this hat?
The hat. So the simple, funny answer is that, you know, I'm waiting for my first hit. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah, that's a simple, funny answer. But essentially, it's I have a uniform. So if you look at what I'm wearing, like, this shirt was designed by myself and my wife. And I just kind of, it's kind of my uniform and a way for me to stand out. And I find when I get on stage, a lot of people don't know me. So when we were touring throughout the UK, a lot of people didn't know who I was. And you have to win them over. And I'm a very soft-spoken person.
Yes, you are.
So I don't like to speak before I get on stage. And you don't always have a host at some of these shows.
Right.
So I found, like, I needed something to get people to focus on me.
Yeah, here I am.
Without even speaking. And it works perfectly. Yeah. So people, I get on stage and they're like, what's this guy going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
And they hear the voice and they're like, oh, I'm paying attention now.
Huh.
As opposed to you're talking over me when I'm starting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're never paying attention. You know what I mean? So it's there's a lot of different reasons why, but that was one of the basic reasons why I wear it.
I find you to be a very interesting individual.
Do you? Okay.
Do you hear his answer? Do you? Okay. That's very British of you.
Very British.
Yeah. Live in studio with it's funny. Every time I say your name, I feel like I'm cooler. I don't know. That's how I feel. What song are we doing now, man?
So this song is Gerard. It's a new one. I haven't recorded it yet, but I'm going to Nashville in February to record it. And I'm slowly working on doing an album. So this song's going to be on my new album. Probably the lead single of that album. It's called Drought.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the Drew Marshall Show.
I never been to Cincinnati. Well, maybe I take some time to make that ride on the road to the West Coast. Now, have I been to Salt Lake City? But I'm on my way to San Jose and don't know when I'm coming home. I've been looking for the well and I'm looking for the water. But in this city now, it's all dust and mortar. I've been praying for the rainfall, hoping for a small cloud. But this far from you, girl, I should expect to drown. I I never been this long without you. Over 2,500 miles in 40 hours with the fuel gauge in the red. You know I'm trying to be somebody. I wish you were here with me in the shotgun seat as we play these old cassettes. I've been looking for the river as I'm headed to the ocean. But in this city now, the dry land is broken. I've been waiting for the answers as I'm running from my doubts. But with the glass half empty, I should expect a drought. Oh, it's gonna be a long, dry summer. And you are my water. Never been to Manhattan. Well, only one winter time on the low east side, but I had no time to stop. We're gonna go to New York City. I can't wait till I get home. Pack your clothes and we'll walk the promenade. I've been looking for the well and I'm looking for the water. But in this city now, it's all dust and mortar. I've been praying for the rainfall, hoping for a small cloud. I'm coming back to you, girl, and we'll end this drought. Oh, it's gonna be a long, dry summer. And you are my water. Oh, it's gonna be a long, dry summer. A long, dry summer. You are my water.
Yeah, well done. I on the Drew Marshall Show. Fantastic. I have thoroughly enjoyed everything you've done so far. I hope you don't let me down in the future. I want to know the love story between you and the woman. I want to know how you guys met. I want to know who made the first move. I want to know how it all happened, how it went down.
That's a long story.
Do it.
The short part of the story. Well, we used to work together.
Uh huh.
And we used to work for the city of Toronto. And
uh-huh.
Our jobs was to go throughout the parks throughout the city and do surveys on the parks. Ask like questions about how frequently you come. Do you walk your dog here?
I want to do that.
It was a great job because it was great pay. And I was chill. It was really chill. You're out there all summer. Just in
Can
the
I
parks.
Ask you a personal question?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you get paid for walking around talking to people doing a survey in the parks? Come on.
I was like, I think my first year I got like $14 or $16 an hour. And then I think I got a raise after because I became a supervisor. So
yeah.
So she was on my team and I was a supervisor of that team. It was good. It was good.
Yeah. I get fixated on things like that.
So spending time in the parks, like you're just, you know, with a group of us, you get to, you know, you're talking a lot because some parks have nobody in it. Are you just waiting for people?
Surveying the squirrels.
Yeah, you know, so we just got to know each other and, you know, it's a deep story. I won't go into the deep, deep part of it, but essentially that's how we met each other. And
who made the first move?
It's just funny because I was interested in this girl at the time.
Where'd she go? She's not even in the booth.
Listen, watch her. Probably watch her.
Okay. This is a good moment. You can say whatever you want. Yeah, and you're not going to get busted.
Yeah, I'm going to say the part that incriminates her. So I was interested in this girl this time, and I told her that. I told the group that.
Yeah.
I want to go to this festival, meet her, and talk to her. And she's like, I hope you fail. And she said that to me. And that moment, I was like, this girl likes me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, she won't admit it that she liked me at that time. Yeah. But she did. But
that's funny.
Yeah, it was a series of events, like some kind of serendipitous stuff, some kind of things where it's like I had to really go outside of my element and say, okay, this is a possibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And things just worked well together.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. So.
Good. Good. I'm glad. That's
this
cool.
Is the most I've talked about my family.
Yeah, I love it. No, well, you came here with them. They mean something's going on. I like it. Let's talk about this CD. This CD that I have in my hands right now, which people can they go to the website? By the way, who put your website together? That's a very visual website. Those videos roll and they grab you, and it's really well. You got to be happy with it.
Yeah, I love the website. The website was done by my wife's cousin.
Okay.
And but the videos are done by different. So all those at the beginning, you read like house concert,
yeah,
Channel session. Those are videos that we shot all over the world, and those go up on my website. Like,
the website is ahimusic.com.
Yeah.
imusic.com. And the CD that you can grab is called I Indie Soul. And we are talking about it's a bit of an EP here, right?
EP,
we got
yeah.
five tracks. And they can get your tunes. Can they get them on iTunes?
iTunes,
like,
yeah.
The whole usual thing. Is there a gig coming up we need to know about?
Yeah, so we'll be playing the Hughes Room February 16th. And that's with.
Yeah. I love that place,
yeah,
man.
I haven't played. This is my first time playing.
No.
My first time playing.
And who? It's all you? You're doing
so this is the Discovery Series. Jane Harbour.
Oh,
Discovery
you're going to be part of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Especially. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. That's a big show for me. In the meantime, so that's the main gig I want to promote. The Hughes Room, come out, reserve a table. I mean, some new songs that you haven't heard yet. Well, if you haven't heard me, you haven't heard any of my songs.
So Hughes Room, that's February when?
February 16th.
Okay, what day is that? Do you
it's
know?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Everyone likes to go out on a Tuesday. And it's probably, a 7 o'clock, 7:30 thing or something
like
that?
Yeah, I think doors are at 6 p.m.
Oh,
get your
table.
So I guess you can start.
Grab some dinner. And
So it's a seated event. So Hughes Room is a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's not a restaurant, but it's a dine and show.
And here's the great thing about Jane Harbury's series, Discovery Series, is that there's a variety of artists. And if there's an artist up there doing three songs and you think they suck, just wait. Someone else will come up.
Yeah. So I think we do a bit more than three songs. But everybody, she's good at picking artists.
She's very good.
So I don't think the maybe not.
You know,
a
for
taste.
A British woman, she's very good.
Yeah, they have good taste in music.
They have great ears, not good teeth, but great ears. Jane, I'm
Prince
kidding.
Charles.
Come on. It's just the standard British joke. I want to go through a little bit more of your bio here, if you don't mind, and. Last time we left off in your bio, we talked about the Bob Marley stuff, which is pretty cool. Getting an email from who was it again? Mrs. Rita Marley.
Yeah, his widow.
So that's awesome. I'm just reading here. Okay, so Nashville, New York City, Saskatchewan, Netherlands, UK. Your talent has been recognized and awarded by the Nashville Songwriters Association International. That's kind of a big thing, man.
Yeah, I really got focused on my songwriting, probably right after this EP, not to say that EP's not any good, but I really wanted...
Right after that EP, I really got good.
I mean, I was writing a lot of songs, but I really wanted to study the craft of songwriting, and I joined NSAI, Nashville Songwriters Association International,
mm-hmm.
went to some conferences, and I really, I think songwriting is the end-all, be-all. Like, if it's not a good song, it doesn't matter. Like, you have Bob Dylan writing great songs, Bob Marley writing great songs, but these guys have different style voices. Like, they're not your traditional singers, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? So, it was a big deal. So when I got that, after a few, my first submission, so you submit songs, and then they listen to them, critique them, and give you recognitions if it's worthy of recognition. My first one, they ripped my song apart. It was
Ooh.
Just like, yeah.
Do they do that with everybody's first song, do you think?
No, well, it depends how, they have gauges on how you can ask. So if you're just a hobby writer, like you're just doing it for fun, you can say, I just do this for fun, for personal reasons. If you're a professional writer, you say, give it to me, I can take it. This is like a click. This is give it to me, I can take it.
Yeah.
I wrote the song for myself or for to be a public commercial song.
Yeah. Who inspires you from a songwriter's point of view?
A lot of people.
Kiss?
Bob Marley's my favorite.
Come on.
Like,
what about Kiss, man? Come on.
I don't really know a lot of Kiss music.
Really?
No, not at all.
Beth? Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys will be playing.
I don't think we're allowed to listen to Kiss in my house. That was
not
allowed. Yeah, it was
yeah.
a little scary.
Not allowed. They were scary. Anyway, sorry.
Bob Marley's one of my favorite of all time. Like, definitely, hands down. I love Bill Withers. Stevie Wonder is one of my first loves. I grew up, my first love of music was blues music. B.B. King. I had a black cassette, B.B. King tape, when I was, four or something.
Which
like
one?
That. Whichever one had The Thrill Is Gone on it.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And I love that. It was
Would that have been the title track?
I think there's an album called The Thrill Is Gone. Yeah.
Okay.
And love B.B. King.
You listen to the interview that I did with him on our website?
I listened to James Brown. I didn't get to hear
that. Was interesting.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, he's a wild guy.
James freaking Brown, man. Yeah, he gave us the longest interview he's given anyone.
Oh, really, yeah?
Yeah. His manager, she said, what? Because we went for 20-ish minutes or something.
Here, right? Yeah,
it was good.
That's great.
And then he grabbed my hand and said, let's pray.
Oh, really, yeah?
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. I didn't get that far.
Really?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just checking to see if you really did listen to it. So
it was right at the end, though. So I
mean, it was right at the end. Yeah, yeah. You got to listen to the B.B. King one too. It was kind of was interesting. Yeah. Yeah. My son was there for that one as well. What do you want? Let's see. I'm not even sure how to ask this question, so let me just stumble through this. You have a desire to make an impact on people, change, to be something more than a hamster in a treadmill in life. I'm not quite sure if that analogy applies here or not, but where does this motivation come from? Why do you care so much?
Why do I care so much? Because I just look at life, how things affect. I look at like how things affected me. You know what I mean? Like, for example, when I really got into, my three top artists are Bob Marley, Michael Jackson, Tupac, right? And I feel like Michael Jackson has a bunch of great songs, but one of my favorite songs by him is Earth Song. Hmm. And when you hear a song like that, like the emotion he puts into the earth, just living and how we take care of the planet, I couldn't help but be transformed by that. You know what I mean? And if someone could transform me like that, why wouldn't I use my abilities to transform other people? I think we are, as human beings, we're like symbiotic in a way that we feed off of each other. And like someone may put an idea out on social media, let's say, that you never thought of, and it inspires you to do something. Or they may put a bad idea out there and it makes you treat somebody worse. You know what I mean? Like we have influence over how we deal with each other, how we live with each other. And I feel like if you can put good influence out there, positive influence, and more importantly, honest influence, then I think that's what everybody has an obligation to do, no matter if it's music, talk show, teaching.
Right. Whatever. And that's talking more about what you desire and what you think's happening. But where's the motivation coming from?
Okay, I get it. God, essentially, this comes from God. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up in...
Wait, did you think I was asking that because I wanted you to say God?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Because you looked at me like, oh, now I know what you're talking about.
I guess
and the answer is Jesus?
Yeah.
Sorry. So, are you saying you think there is a creator?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And
you're certain that there's a creator?
Wow. Yeah. I couldn't give any other answer.
Yeah. Because I've wrestled with that.
I've questioned that. I've had some wild beliefs.
You've had some wild beliefs?
Yeah, I've ostracized. Not ostracized. Is that the right word?
You've been ostracized?
I've been ostracized.
From groups? What, groups have kicked you out or something?
Not groups, but like I've alienated a lot of people because, you know, I grew up in a house that was very religious. My father, very religious man.
Religious, and, like church stuff?
Church, yeah.
Okay.
We grew up Catholic, but he went to the Pentecostal church after, and we kind of went...
That's a big change.
Oh, yeah. At one point, I was going to Catholic church on one weekend, Pentecostal church on another weekend.
That's like a personality disorder for the Lord.
It's cool, though, because like, you get a bit of everything, you know what I mean? But essentially, like I'm a believer. Like, so I'm the type of person that says, okay, if this is what you say something is, if this is how it's supposed to be, then how do we do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I want to see it. Like, I don't follow things blindly, and I think... what scared a lot of people, if you want to say, is that I went after it with a conviction and with a strong, like, I'm. If they say die to the world, then that's what I'm going to do. And that's what, you know, I don't like to talk about it too much, but that's what I did. And it's like, I probably one day I'll write a book because like, I think it's a really interesting story. But I feel like I got to be more popular before anybody cares about my book. So
that's funny. That's good. I'm glad you said that because a few years ago I threw out about $10,000 worth of books.
Okay.
And as I was throwing them out, I started going, does everybody think they've got something to say and put in a book?
Yeah,
I was just getting ticked off.
Yeah. I did that with CDs. I had a box, a lot of CDs. I threw them out before these ones.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you got to do better than this. You know
Yeah. So do you put a label on your God stuff and your faith stuff and your spiritual stuff? I don't even know what to call it.
Yeah, like I do it passively in the sense like, so if someone says, are you a Christian? I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Right. But I don't go around saying I'm a Christian.
No.
Like, not because I'm afraid of it. Like, you know what I mean? But because.
You know, my answer is when someone asks me if I'm a Christian.
But no.
You tell me what you mean by Christian, I'll tell you if I'm a Christian.
That's what I was going to say, though. You know, like, there's so many different ideas of what Christian is that it's very hard. Like, are we saying the same thing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I believe that in the simplest way, lead by example. You know what I mean? Your essence has to be, like, I find it funny when, like, you know, people ask you if you're a Christian. Can you not feel that? Can you not see that? You know what I mean? I think that I judge Christians by how I feel about them. You know what
interesting.
I mean?
Uh-oh. Like,
that doesn't mean, not to say.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Everybody turn around right now.
What I mean by that is, like, I'm not saying you're a Christian just because I feel good about you. I'm saying that it doesn't make you a follower of Christ just because
you say it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'll judge you based off of, not judge you, but I you know, I'll respond to you, I react to you according to how we interact. You
sure.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure. What happens when you run into really awesome people and they give you that vibe, but then you find out they're not Jesus people? You find out they're
I've had falling out with friends because of certain things. You know what I mean? But
what you falling out with friends because they're not Jesus people?
Not because they're not Jesus people. Like it's we just had different opinions, and at the time I was very like staunch. Like I was like, you know, what I mean? Can I have friends that are not Christians?
Really?
I was like,
you're not that way anymore.
No, and not because
good. Because you get a spanking right now. If you that just sounds really creepy as well, doesn't it?
And not because I felt like, you know, you're going to be influenced. You're going to be like, you want to be around people who are like-minded. Mm. You know what I mean? And the person was a really close friend of mine. Mm. And it's like this drastic change is like it's too much to deal with. You know what I mean? But I feel like I'm more in a space where you got to let people pass through life. You got to let them come to places when they see it. You know what I mean? And get to where they need to get to. And, you know.
See, I used to want to hang around people that believe the same thing. Mm. And now I want to hang around people that ask the same questions. Mm. Big difference in who I'm hanging around with. Yeah. Big difference.
So is there a point when, do you ever stop asking questions, or does the questions go into a bit?
No, I never stop asking questions, but it's about the type of questions that I'm asking, you know? Before, it was more about trying to prop off my faith by knowing certain things. So I would ask questions that would feed into propping up my faith and make me Mr. Faithy guy. And now I realize that, as I've said too many times on the show, that doubt is more compatible with faith than certainty.
I agree with you.
So I spent my entire life trying to be certain, and now I'm in this pocket of uncertainty and I've just realized recently that being uncertain about my faith has actually been a big shot of vitamin C.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you completely. And that's part of the reason why I don't, you know, I'm not. Again, I wasn't like hardcore. I think that situation.
Yes, you were. You were a hardcore, happy, clappy, in your face, passing out tracks.
A relationship. So it was a friendship thing. Okay. So I think that's what made it more touchy than anything. Because I wouldn't do that to anybody else. I think.
Do you find that you got to shut up about Jesus stuff? Because if you said, oh, I'm a Buddhist. Oh, I'm a Muslim. Oh, I'm a Hare Krishna. I'm a whatever. I'm Baha'i. People go, oh, that's interesting. I'm a Christian. People go, oh, yeah. Do you find it's weird? You got to shut up about Jesus stuff?
I don't have a desire to like be all out there about it.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, not to say I wouldn't. If anybody asked me, that's what it is. But I feel
some celebrities I ask to come on the show, their publicists will tell me no, because we don't want them talking about their faith too much. They're already doing that too much, and we think it's affecting their career.
It probably does. Like, it probably does. And I think even when I write songs, I don't like all my songs have my essence in it. My spirituality is in my music, but it's not covert. I'm not writing
it's not
praise
overt.
And worship music.
Yeah.
Overt. I'm not writing praise and worship music.
Yeah. Like, good.
My music is for people that live in the world.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah. And that's why you're here. Yeah. You're a very refreshing cat.
Yeah.
Refreshing cat. The 70s called. They want their saying back. let's do a song.
Sure.
What are we going to do?
This is also a new song. It's called Courage is Found. And I recorded this when I was in Valdosta, Georgia, Southern Georgia, last month. And I'll go right into it.
Beautiful. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show.
Oh, that candle's dry. I've never seen that flame die before. Keep your chin up high. I'm gonna get us through this black cloud storm. Oh, that hallway's dark, but I see light at the end of this place. Don't you dare lose heart. Pride is born once we overcome pain. Won't let you down. only comes out when I see you smile. And I know, I know, I know, inch by inch will go through my mind. Nothing can go wrong. With our young hearts, we'll forever be strong. With our young hearts, we'll just keep burning on and on. Oh, oh, oh. Courage is found, courage is found. Oh,
beautiful. I on the Drew Marshall Show. Man, you are a gifted cat, and so much so that I want you to go right into your final song for us, please. And while you're getting set for that, I'm just going to let you know again that this dude is going to be performing at Hughes Room February 16th. We believe it's a Tuesday night at this point in time. It may or may not be. HughesRoom.com. Don't put an apostrophe in a website's title, because that's just silly. HughesRoom.com. Is it .com or .ca? You'll figure it out. Put it into Google. And his website, though, is ahimusic.com. ahimusic.com. imusic.com. Oh, look at that. We got a ticket here. Ticket right. It's .com. Beautiful. I said it right. I love it when I do things right. So, again, it's part of Jane Harbury's Discoveries series. Tuesday, February 16th. Tickets are $15. There might be a little bit more at the door. Doors open at 6. Concert starts at 8:30. Go there early. Have some dinner. Make some reservations, have a drink. It's a beautiful spot. One of my favorite places in the GTA. All right, dude, what are we going out with? Tell us about this last song.
So this is a cover song. It's one of my favorite songs of all time, written by one of my favorite artists of all time, Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
And whenever I perform, I try to end my sets with it. I try to end my live performances with it. So I'm going to do it for you guys today.
Beautiful.
And this is my rendition. It's a little different than the original, right?
How is it different? We want to know right away, how is it different?
The style of it, the arrangement is a little different, and some of the lyrics are different.
Okay.
One of the lyrics are different.
It's been a pleasure to have you, man. Thank you.
It's been awesome.
Thank you. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show.
In a little town, oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living. I'm afraid to die. 'Cause, Lord, I don't know what's up there now. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. And I go to the movies, and I go downtown, but I'm afraid, Lord, a cop might shoot me down. It's been a long time coming, but I know. Change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. And I go to my brother. I say, brother, 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 won't you help me? But it winds up knocking me. Back down on my knees. Oh, gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, 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 oh. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come, child. Oh, yes, it will.
So well done. It's a great finisher. Great finisher, man. Live on the Drew Marshall Show. Again, folks, don't forget, go to this guy's concert. We want to encourage all people to go to these concerts, these Jane Harbury Discovery Series. She just is able to pick some amazing talent, and of course, I is one of them. The website is ahimusic.com, ahimusic.com, and hughesroom.com is also where you want to go to as well. A short break on our show, and when we come back, lots coming up on the Drew Marshall Show. Stay with us.
I've heard of this before. Sounds like whispering. I'll hear of this no more. Whispering. How should I respond to this? I'd rather hold my peace. I will not be disarmed by this. You won't get under me. And why should I be moved by this? Are you too blind to see? I do not aim to prove a thing. Won't even disagree. Just because I show no pain, don't mean that I won't bleed. Just because I turn my cheek, don't think that I am weak. Sounds like whispering. I've heard of this before. Sounds like whispering. Hear of this no more. Whispering. Some get down to bring you. The truth and then lie on you.
never let it bring you down. It's who they are and what they do.